With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And as we all know, the last year has been a bit difficult for cinema and indeed the world overall. And as such, we've seen less and less films come out during this period, which is completely understandable. But we are slowly beginning to return to something resembling normality, with high-profile films once more gracing the silver screen. But you know what? Just because they're the big boys that are back in town doesn't mean that they're the best, as actually some of the best films of this year have been ones that have been rather low-key. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com. And these are the 10 best 2021 films you probably haven't seen. Number 10, No Sudden Move. Steven Soderbergh quietly dropped this low-key crime thriller on HBO Max quite recently, and while far from the swanky thrills of his Ocean's movies, it's still a deliciously tense effort. An impressively restrained entry into the simple heist-gone-wrong subgenre, No Sudden Move hangs on every acidic word of the scripted dialogue while telling an intentionally convoluted crime yarn that remains gripping even though you might not always know exactly what's going on. Soderbergh, who once again serves as his own editor and DP, knows his way around a camera better than most filmmakers, and therefore delivers a classy, gorgeously assembled feat of tightly wound cinema that's bolstered by the efforts of a game-changing ensemble including Don Cheadle, David Harbour, John Hamm, Brendan Fraser, Kieran Culkin, Ray Liotta, and Bill Duke. Now, if you're craving mile-a-minute thrills, there are more fitting movies to watch, but if you're in the mood for a deliberate, uncommonly slight crime jaunt, this is a below-the-radar gem. Number 9, Werewolves Within. You'd be forgiven for not even being aware that the recent horror comedy Werewolves Within was loosely adapted from Ubisoft's acclaimed VR game of the same name, which per its mighty critical reception makes it actually the best reviewed video game movie to date, and yet it's one that many people haven't even heard of. It is nevertheless a win for video game movies while also being a terrifically entertaining genre film on its own merits. On the levels of directing, writing, and acting, this easily smokes just about every other video game movie there is. A gloriously silly horror film in which a group of people end up trapped in a small Vermont town during a snowstorm and attempt to figure out which of them is a werewolf. Thanks largely to witty writing and a strong ensemble cast, especially a perfectly matched Sam Richardson, it serves as an appealing calling card for on-the-rise director Josh Rubin. Number 8. In the Earth. Do not sleep any longer on the latest film from Ben Wheatley, which, despite being filmed over a mere 15 days mid-pandemic last summer, is the director's best film since his 2011 hit Kill List. It's a movie absolutely worth watching while knowing as little as possible about it, and while undeniably inspired by the ongoing pandemic, it's also just detached enough from it to function on its own narrative terms. Taking place in a future where a virus has wiped out most of humanity, In the Earth focuses on a scientist known as Martin, who embarks on a journey through a dense forest to reach a research site. Unsurprisingly, Martin has no idea what's awaiting him in the forest, and what follows is a film that continually uproots expectations as it drags the viewer deeper and deeper down an increasingly surreal rabbit hole. The moment that you think the story is about one thing, it suddenly switches to become something else, culminating in a stunning, difficult to categorize third act spectacle which truly needs to be seen to be believed. As a strong showcase for its talented rising cast and a reminder of Wheatley's penchant for visceral horror, In the Earth is one of the year's most sensual and unforgettable cinematic experiences so far. Number 7, Limbo. After earning a wealth of buzz on the festival circuit last year, Ben Sharrock's dark dramedy Limbo was quietly released earlier this year to predominantly rave reviews, and you know what? They are well deserved. A completely singular depiction of the refugee experience, Limbo is centered around a group of asylum seekers who are shipped off to a remote Scottish island while awaiting the results of their asylum applications. What follows is one of the most disarmingly honest films ever made about the dehumanizing asylum process, but also one that happens to be beautifully filmed and, most surprisingly of all, frequently hilarious. The director's tonally deft script utilizes the oddball black comedy to underline the absurdity of protagonist Omar's predicament, showing his situation to be tied up in bureaucratic red tape, but also leaving him to just twiddle his thumbs at the locale that is both beautiful and eerie. Limbo is the rarest of films, likely to leave you laughing and wiping tears away from your eyes without these overlapping moves ever conflicting with one another, and that's truly special. Number 6. The Empty Man. No film on this list has had a more arduous journey to the big screen than David Pryor's horror film, The Empty Man. Now, originally filmed in the summer of 2017, it ended up malingering in Fox's vault for 3 years due to cataclysmic screen testing, until it was dumped in US cinemas with minimal marketing last October. Though technically this makes it a 2020 film, The Empty Man really wasn't noticed by anyone but beleaguered critics until 2021, when it hit video on demand platforms all over the world. Despite mixed to negative initial reviews, the film has quickly built up a head of steam as a cult classic with horror fans and more open-minded genre critics, who praised the supernatural detective story as a flawed gem. Though it clocks in at an understandably questionable 137 minutes, Pryor's film boasts the suffocating mood and atmosphere of a David Fincher joint, which is pretty apt since Pryor cut his teeth working as a behind-the-scenes videographer on Fincher's movies. This is another film where you're actually better off knowing as little as possible going in. But if the masterful 20-minute opening pre-title sequence doesn't grab you, then nothing surely will. You wouldn't be blamed for considering this maybe a little too long, but it is so, so refreshing to watch a horror movie attempting to remix traditional genre elements through a more meditative, ambitious lens. It doesn't always work, but there is absolutely no other movie like it that's been released this past year.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Yeah. Number 5. Supernova. In a fair world, Harry McQueen's tender, devastating drama Supernova would have been a major awards contender earlier this year, though despite strong critical acclaim, it largely has fallen upon deaf ears. Stanley Tucci and Colin Firth star as Tusker and Sam, a middle-aged man suffering through an early-onset dementia and his partner of 20 years respectively. As Tusker's condition worsens, the pair ventures off on a road trip across England to meet up with friends and family. What follows is a deeply affecting, often painful, but also fittingly funny, warm, and relatable romantic drama. It isn't a spoiler to say that Supernova is sure to leave audiences fighting away tears, largely thanks to the persuasiveness and dignity of Tucci and Firth's performances, which are arguably their respective best to date. McQueen's delicate work as a writer-director ensures that not a single emotional note ever rings false. Number 4. Censor. An unforgettable directorial debut from Prano Bailey Bond, Sensor is a meta-horror film with a big difference. Far away from the cynical snark that defines most self-aware horror flicks, Sensor looks back over the UK's infamous video nasties era to tell a deeply disconcerting, atmospheric tale of a meticulous film censor who is assigned to review a film which appears to have a link to her own troubled past. So first off, Bailey Bond does a fantastic job of capturing the mood and aesthetics of the era, having clearly put a wealth of effort into matching the texture of scuzzy exploitation films. Yet this is far from a simplistic anti-censorship screed, but rather an oppressive, cerebral character study that owes a lot more to David Lynch than anyone else. Its reality-distorting aspirations won't work for everyone, but adventurous genre fans should appreciate its keen sense of style and a mesmerizing central performance. Number 3. The Killing of Two Lovers. The Killing of Two Lovers is one of the most deep-cutting and unforgettable films of the last year, a drum-tight 84-minute drama that focuses on a rage-stricken man, David, who tries to come to terms with his estranged wife's new relationship. The director here exercises a stunning amount of control and restraint when telling this almost unbearably tense character study of a human powder keg ready to explode, and Clayne Crawford is excellent in the lead role, bringing shade and nuance to a toxic character, the kind that is often reduced to a two-dimensional stereotype similar-minded films. It's beautifully shot and scored to boot, meaning that this is a film that respects both its audience's time and intelligence, getting to the point with a pin-sharp, emotionally muddy depiction of masculinity in turmoil. Number 2. Till Death. Now, Megan Fox doesn't exactly have the most enviable filmography, and given that most of her recent starring vehicles have quietly gone direct to streaming, there didn't seem to be much reason to expect anything worthwhile from her new thriller, Till Death. Surprised the world was, then, when the film received wide acclaim from critics, most of whom singled out Fox's performance for praise in particular. And you know what? They're absolutely right. S.K. Dale's feature debut, revolving around a woman who ends up handcuffed to the corpse of her suicidal husband and must then fend off two incoming killers, is a tightly wound, admirably efficient little movie. Now, Fox is given the considerable task of carrying basically the entire movie. We rarely leave her side, and she's often the only character we see in a scene. So to say that she rises to the challenge and delivers a thoroughly convincing, well-wrought performance is a true understatement. The spine of the story might be built from basic parts, but director Dale does a great job utilizing every trick in the book to stretch his evidently low budget as far as possible. Hopefully, this might help producers and casting agents realize the strong work that Fox is capable of when matched with the right part. And number 1, Pig. If the idea of a film where Nicolas Cage hunts down the people who stole his precious truffle pig sounds completely ridiculous, you'll probably be shocked at how serious this piece of filmmaking is. Far from the trashy genre romp that you're likely expecting, Pig is a shockingly quiet and meditative piece of work, giving Cage the floor to deliver one of the strongest performances of his entire career. As a reclusive chef, Robin, Cage is a revelation, bringing quiet pain to a man who just wants to rescue his beloved pig and get back to living a simple life out in the woods. But this film has far more things on its mind than being just a simple quest. It's a story about the relationships between living things and, inevitably, the pretentiousness of the food industry's upper echelons. You're better off not knowing too much before you watch this, but if you're prepared to follow Cage on this bizarre, hypnotic odyssey, then Pig is one of the most rewarding cinematic experiences of the entire year to date.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.